Blog Talk Radio. Your warrior and host of Cindy's Corners radio show, bringing you timely topics in an informative and entertaining manner. And now for Cindy's Corners radio show's opening statement. First, I'd like to formally announce that as of tonight's broadcast, Cindy's Corners radio show will be expanding and will be a part of the Landon's Media Outlets and all of the affiliated networks. We welcome all of our new listeners internationally, and we hope we bring you the only lifestyle and political show with views for all. We are very excited to be a part of this team, which includes people from Red State Radio and The Blaze, and many outlets you are familiar with, and I'm sure everybody is going to enjoy this expanded group. In tonight's opening statement, I'd like to share some fun and festivity. Last week, we had a very important topic, and a lot of you wrote in and got involved and contacted ZOA and the authors involved with BDS and media bias. So I want to personally thank you for being encouraged to engage in activism. But tonight, time to have fun and festivity, as I said. So put your trouble down. It's time to celebrate. Let it shine, and we will find a way to come together and make things better. We need a holiday. Of course, you recognize those words. It's from one of Madonna's first and still best-selling hits, Holiday. Yes, we know Madonna's political views, but think if Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, Kanye West, Jim Brown, and many others went to Trump Tower to visit. It's time to show the world Americans stand together and look forward to saying Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. We are all lucky. We can make choices, voice opinions, agree to disagree, and yes, even insult and share information and act in a way that is not always becoming and often regretted later. We must remember that many weren't happy with many other presidents when they were elected into office. But they took the oath and they carried through with some of their ideas and plans of action, and we grew to like them, to respect them, and for many of us, we even grew emotionally and financially. The three guests we have on tonight are here because they sell products that make us happy, make us want to celebrate, and make us want a holiday. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. For all of our listeners, both old and new, you can follow me on Facebook at Cindy Gross with a Z, on Instagram on Cindy's Corners radio show, and for the perfect or Hanukkah gift, check out my best-selling novel, Rubber Room Romance, the first and only fictional novel telling the lives of three teachers, their families, and their students. I predict that in 2017, we will see many changes at the Department of Education. And speaking of predictions, don't miss next week's show as we feature two of the leading authorities in women's news and views, Regina Kravitz of Millennium Magazine and Wendy Packer of Fashion Over 50, as we roundtable what's going to be important to all women in 2017. We are also going to have an exclusive with a young man looking to make the birthplace of the late Senator John Glenn a national historic landmark. On our last broadcast of 2016, we're going to feature a surprise with a tribute to Ronald Reagan. But getting back to tonight's show, holiday, holiday, holiday. And I am so touched. Our first guest is calling in from Israel. And in Israel, it is the middle of the night, early morning. So this is really a super treat. And I personally am a fan of her work. And when she contacted me and wanted to be a part of our holiday guide, I was absolutely touched and flattered. So, Shalom Noah, please introduce yourself to the Cindy's Corners radio show guest.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. I want to tell everybody that, what time is it there? Tell everybody what time it is in Israel.
It's 3:05 a.m., very early in the morning.
So we are really touched. First of all, I told my listeners that I am a fan, but you have such great art to share. So tell my audience a little bit about you and about your product through Noah Art.
Okay, so I'm a paper cut artist, and what I do is I do paper cuts. I basically work with Judaica. I do ketubas. I do home blessings. I do also a lot of trays. I have challah boards that I insert inside them, a paper cut. It's very unique, very special. Something that I made up alone, I designed alone. I have also a lot of women of valor for her husband to give as a present to his wife. Again, the home blessing that everyone needs for their house. Chamsas, that it's the hand of Fatima that's known. Different, a lot of unique stuff that I try to touch with everyone. I'm also been putting out soon a new line of mezuzahs.
How did you get into this? It's such a unique craft, paper cuts. And I just wanted to explain before you answer. A ketubah is a marriage contract, for those of you who do not know what it is. And for those of you who have been following the ads for the show, the trays are the paper art, but it's in glass. So it's not that you're actually using paper art. It's part of the design within the glass. So
it's between two tempered glasses, so it doesn't scratch either. So it's really fun to use. I use it every Shabbos on my table. It's to put a piece of art on your table. Just exactly that's the how you can call it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit how you came up with this unique form of art and how you developed your business.
Well, with the challah boards, what happened was I just got married, and we were getting all these big, bulky, heavy challah boards, and I just didn't want them on my Shabbos table. I told my husband every time they're not nice, and we always have to take them off the Shabbos table. I just didn't find something that I really enjoyed and I wanted. And then I decided I'm going to make myself my own challah board, so I started checking how I can do it. And that's how it came out. I was checking glass and seeing what I can use, what I can't use. And they're also, I have to say, they're sealed all around them, so that if something does spill on the table, nothing will happen to it. But that was just all of my art. Whatever I feel like I need as a religious mother, religious person, so I just try and make a product to fill what I want, and then that's really what people need.
Where in the United States can people get your exquisite pieces of art?
Well, right now I'm trying to work on getting into some stores in the States, but I still don't have a store that's selling, but I do have my Etsy shop. You can find me under No Judaica Arts, or I have my website also, noaarts.com. And in Israel, I'm in several places. I'm sure that when people come to visit in Israel, so in Jerusalem, I have five stores of still my five galleries of still so my art.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody doesn't know, because I have a Jewish and non-Jewish audience, how could someone who's not Jewish purchase something? And is there something that they could buy, let's say, that they could use, or something they could buy as a gift?
First of all, home blessing. Everyone needs a home blessing. Jews and non-Jews will love the home blessings. The word shalom means peace. I have some words, some art pieces that have shalom and peace. The hand of Fatima, I have inside, that's the chamsas of mine. So they have the one word inside them, like it says love or happiness. Everyone needs that. So I can also have them ordered only in English. They don't always have to be in Hebrew. You can have the words in English. And that's how it really unique, and it can be for everyone, not only Jews.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we are including you in our holiday guide and tips, I wanted to know how people can order it from you so they can get it in time for Christmas, Hanukkah, even for a New Year's Eve gift. I know I'm going to a New Year's Eve party in the United States, and I need a hostess gift. So what is the best way that if we get off the show and we can call in or email to make sure we get it in time?
Well, really, if you order through my Etsy shop, everything can be ordered on time for Hanukkah. I'm also giving now a special discount before Hanukkah for or all the holidays, 10% discount on all my paper cuts. And then you can always email me or contact me through the Etsy shop. I answer the next day, the next morning if I'm sleeping at night. But I have my email that's NY, like New York, ATTIAS at gmail.com. But really through the Etsy, I answer straight away. And shipping is 3 to 4 days, so that's not a problem. But whoever wants to order for the holidays, so it's now because it's really soon, another week and a half. So
mm-hmm.
My Etsy
that's
shop,
right,
again, is Noa Judaica Arts. You can go into there, into Etsy, and write down Noa Judaica Arts, and you can find my shop with all my paper cuts. And also, I do custom-made paper cuts, so that's really fun, and that you can decide on whatever colors you want, whatever you want me to write inside. I can add names also as a paper cut sometimes, or I just write them in calligraphy.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in, and you would appreciate, a couple of weeks ago, we had a show with several holiday gifts, and I spoke to one of the people today, and they were telling me they got calls from Florida and Tennessee, and they know that they like got the call straight from the radio show. So hopefully people, I will tell you, they are gorgeous. They hang
Thank
in
you.
People's houses on their walls. They're on their tables. They're just magnificent, and I'm so happy. I know it's an odd hour to call. I really appreciate it. I will have your information up again on the website, and thank you so much, Shalom, for calling. And again, tell them who you are and where they could find your products.
Well, again, I'm Noa Tias. I'm a paper cut artist, and you can find my work on my Etsy shop, Noa Judaica Arts, or my website, noaarts.com. You can leave a message, and I answer the next day. And wish everyone a happy holiday.
Well, I
want
to say
you.
Shalom,
shalom to Israel.
And thank you so much.
No
and go
problem.
Back to sleep a little bit.
Great.
She has a young baby.
Yeah, I'm going back to sleep.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you wake up and have to start working. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Well, I can tell you what a thrill it was to hear from Israel. We have somebody a little closer as our next guest in New York, and that is Lori Baker, who has made the most exquisite cakes that have been on my Facebook page and my Instagram. And I'm very happy to tell you that she also is working for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's. So here it is. Welcome, Lori Baker.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you? Cindy?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank
Hello.
You.
I was telling everybody that I have been getting a lot of requests from people where to get those cakes. They can't even believe that they are actually cakes. So tell us a little bit about My Sweet Dream.
Well, Sweet Dreams is a cake and dessert boutique specializing in custom-made cakes and unique desserts and dessert tables.
Mm-hmm. And tell everybody a little bit about the desserts you make, as you were telling me today, how you got involved in it, and what is special and unique about Sweet Dreams desserts.
Well, Cindy, I started baking when I was 12. Dessert is my passion. That's something that you look forward to the entire meal. So the way I see it, it should surprise everybody with both a unique look and no less than an amazing taste. What makes my cakes and desserts special? Well, to begin with, I customize them to match the event theme. I also use highest quality ingredients, and I finalize my designs with the greatest attention to detail. Many times I hear my customers complain, quote unquote, that the dessert is a work of art, so they are reluctant to take the first bite. On top of that, everything I bake has a huge dose of vitamin L. Lots of love. I think it's the most important ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, you do a lot of lollipops. What are the lollipop desserts like?
Well, these cake pops are fun. Kids adore them. Adults love them. They're actually a small cake bite on a stick. They're munchable, and they are considered by many the ultimate decadent treat. And one of the things that I love is to customize them to a certain event or to a holiday.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to purchase them, tell us a little bit how they can find out about it. And because we have a national audience, do you actually, are you able to bake cakes and send them nationally out? And what kind of an advance notice do you need?
Well, not yet. We currently serve Long Island and the greatest city area. And we plan to ship nationwide early 2017. We'll probably be shipping our cake pops.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about, I mean, you use great, like, colors like gold and silvers. What is actually you being used in the gold and the silver to get such great color and the shimmering, glittery look?
Well, that's one of the profession's secrets. it took years and years of trials to find the ingredients that will look good and taste good and yet be healthy. That's something that, I'm very much into healthy foods, and I would never give my customers something that I don't give my kids. So whenever I can, I use, like, healthier ingredients. I also use organic coconut oil, like applesauce instead of oil, organic fruits, whole wheat. I develop my recipes throughout the years just to be healthier and yummy, and also the decoration.
And I must tell everybody, Lori is beautiful and thin.
Thank you.
And put together. So here's somebody who can have dessert and look great doing it and always with a smile. What I also love is how you have basically wedding cakes, and I've seen, you know, huge birthday cakes for celebrations. So you do multi-tiered cakes as well as the simple cake pops. So tell us a little bit about putting together and designing a big cake, like for a wedding or a multi, you know, something special for a special birthday or anniversary.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I usually meet my customers for a consultation meeting. I hear what they want. Usually it's their colors, it's the theme, it's the things that they'd like to see, how romantic it has to be or how tall and impressive it has to be. And then I just go to my quiet place and I sketch, and we reach the design that we both love. And then we get to the best part, which is baking and designing and making it happen. And, you know, the best thing I love about it is to see the cake on the table, like big and impressive. And when I see the customers smile and the light in their eyes when they see it, this just, you know, it's worth everything. It makes my day. That's the best part of my job.
Okay. I also asked you about how long it does take to order ahead of time, and where can my listeners find you and look at your wide range of creative, genius, delicious desserts?
So for the holiday season, we have delicious and beautiful handmade cake pop collections. So everybody can find what they're looking for, including dreidels, seasonal colors, and the sweetest kids in winter hats. For the New Year's Eve, we'll be offering golden champagne glass cake pops. And everything can be found, and also the orders can be placed on my website, which is www.sweetdreamsny.com. There's a link on the homepage to the seasonal collection.
Mhm, and they are simply such pieces of art. It's the theme here tonight: art, and art. Because each person here is like a specialist in their areas. So, Lori, it's been a pleasure having you. And any other tips you can give for 2017? Do you see dessert trends happening that we should be looking forward to?
Well, I see mainly theme-based dessert tables. People take a certain motif or color, and just everything evolves through it, the cake, the desserts. I think that in 2017 we'll continue seeing the bite-sized desserts, which I think they're great because you can taste a bit of everything without thinking too much about the weight and you know, how much you have to eat or not to eat. That's one of my favorite things, the bite-sized dessert, and I think we'll see more and more of it in 2017.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that because I actually do a lot of entertaining, and I work with a lot of people in the entertaining field, and I actually started doing a blog on entertaining, and the bite-sized foods at every level of, you know, meal, from appetizers, even with entrees, has become so popular. And when you go to a lot of the holiday parties, you're going to see, like, the spoons with individual salads and individual guacamole, and, you know, even the individual crudité sticks, because
that's
a lot
right.
of people are, you know, so it just falls right into that pattern of going to the dessert, and it makes people feel a little less guilty as they're eating smaller portions, which we're really going back to. So it just fits right in. So, Lori, thank you again. Everything is wonderful, and people, you have a chance to really make your dessert the talk of your New Year's Eve party and go into 2017 with a real, real bang. So, Lori, once again, tell them where they can find you.
They can find me at www.sweetdreamsny.com.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and we're going to go to commercial.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
You're
happy
still
holidays.
Using the hotel website with the gentleman that played Captain Kirk and Denny Crane, or the goon with the beard in the strange uniform, or the talking lawn gnome to book hotels, car rentals, bed and breakfasts, or cruises. Are you kidding me? Let me let you in on something. You're not really saving money with those. Those are the new retail. Why pay retail when you can book your travel accommodations and pay wholesale? In fact, up to 75% off of standard pricing. Snazzy Traveler is the travel equivalent of the big box wholesale members clubs. But you don't have to go and look for a parking space and wait in line to check out. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on travel. And best of all, it's like having the services of concierge for just 27 cents a day. I'm serious. Snazzy Traveler has all the hotels and B&Bs you're looking for and more besides. They have all the top car rental companies and cruise ships and tours. But if you want to save big money and get great service, there's only one way you can get the deals I'm talking about. Go to our website, MadisonCPC.com, MadisonCPC.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on the Snazzy Traveler banner ad and get signed up. You'll soon discover why Inc. 500 rates Snazzy Traveler America's fastest growing travel website. Be smart. Be snazzy. Don't pay retail. Snazzy Traveler.
Welcome back to Cindy's Corner. And we are having technical difficulties. We're about to have on our third guest, Anthony Rubio, who is a fashion designer and a unique fashion designer for not only women's clothes, but for your pet. We are going to go to commercial, and we will be back with Anthony Rubio.
Madison's Constitutional Protection Corporation and Open Rebellion Radio are proud to announce a new show, The Voice of Reason, with your host Michael Murphy, senior staff writer with Madison's, will air at an internet connection near you each Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central. Each week, we will take a look at some of the top issues and stories in the news, and then take a look at specific subjects and events in depth. Always at the forefront will be the Constitution, the Republic, and our responsibilities as we try to help steer the nation back to foundational principles. It is not for us to expect Congress or a president to do our job. George Washington said, "The Constitution of the United States, its only keepers, the people." Likewise, when Ben Franklin was asked what sort of government they had given, he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Keep is a verb, and a verb requires action. The mission of Madison's is to articulate how and why the Constitution is an asset for all. It is never a liability. Please join us each week and become a partner in this effort. Madison's Constitutional Protection Corporation and Open Rebellion Radio are proud to announce a new show, The Voice of Reason, with your host, Michael Murphy, senior staff writer with Madison's, will air at an internet connection near you each Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central. Each week, we will take a look at some of the top issues and stories in the news, and then take a look at specific subjects and events in depth. Always at the forefront will be the Constitution, the Republic, and our responsibilities as we try to help steer the nation back to foundational principles. It is not for us to expect Congress or a president to do it.
Can you listen?
Hello. Welcome back to the show. Hello, Anthony Rubio. Are you with us? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Anthony Rubio, are you with us now? Welcome to the Corner's radio show. Now we can hear you. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but welcome to the show. I just want to officially introduce. We have such a special guest tonight because, like I told my listeners, Anthony Rubio is not only a well-respected fashion designer for women and men, but he is known as the designer to pets of every celebrity and involved in multiple pet organizations. So welcome to our show and welcome to the Holiday Garden Tips.
Ho, 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 and happy holidays to you.
I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, so thank you for being patient and waiting to join us. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me? How are you?
I can hear you. Good. How are you?
I'm
Anthony,
great. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Anthony and I met through actually our friends at Palm Springs Fashion Week. And Anthony had a hit show there recently and was busy showing holiday fashion and resort. So tell us some of the trends that you were showing in the show.
Well, I did an archival presentation because it was the first time they were presenting in Palm Springs. So I wanted to bring a little bit of flavor from my past seasons as well as the newest things that I was presenting in New York just in September, which is spring, summer of 2017. And as you saw, it was very well received. It was a collage of many different fabrics and styles, and it all coordinated with the pups.
Mhm. And what are some of the themes and designs and trends you see in people taking care of their dogs and dressing their dogs? What are they looking for when they want to show off their pets?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that the pets these days are more like children to a lot of the owners. I say that my dogs own me. So we're very proud of our pets, and we want to represent them the best way possible, and we use the best textures, the best fabrics. Of course, I take into consideration the dog's health, so everything comes in flexible fabrics with breathability and safety features so that the dog is always comfortable and can take care of their business. The trends that I go for tend to be on the realistic side. I mean, there are designers who will produce garments that are elongated and whatever because there are special occasions that they're designed for. But a lot of my creations are more on the reality that I want the dogs to be able to go out in the street and be seen publicly and could walk, not just be carried.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of the celebrity dogs that you have dressed?
Well, I can name, I've dressed the Bulldogs for Ice-T and Coco. Unfortunately, they just lost one of them recently. And also for Cat Greenleaf, for Talk Stoop. And I have a few other clients that, you know, I respect their privacy, so I'm not going to just shout out their names without their permission.
That's great. That's great. And as the weather's getting colder, I assume you have stuff for the dogs that are in colder weather year-round or even just going to participate in the New York freeze of the weekend?
Oh, yes. We're going to have a big chill factor coming in. But I always design with that in mind as well. I do create goose down little jackets and coats. You hit right on the nose something that I'm planning on featuring in my next New York Fashion Week, so I can give a little bit of a hint to what I'm planning to incorporate. A lot of people still use animal furs, which I'm totally against. I don't fight with people. I don't, you know, I leave that to PETA. I believe more in educating people, so I plan on using faux fur, which I have used on dogs. In fact, I'm probably the first designer to put faux fur on dogs in the first place many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit how you got started in this, because this is so unique.
Well, with the dogs or with the people?
Tell us everything. We want to know it all.
Okay, well, I studied
and informed.
Oh, yes. I studied at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology, and I studied women's wear. I was being told that I was the prodigy, you know, a progeny because of the designs that I was putting out there, and my draping skills were very much looked upon as very advanced. And I took that and you know, took it into consideration and did women's wear. I had it for big heart, so I wanted, you know, to continue studying the arts, which I did. And I continued with my women's wear, but one year I was called by my brother to rescue a dog that was mistreated, and they found him in the street, and I took the dog and took him to the vet, and Again, like I said, I have a big heart, and the vet told me that if I put this dog in a shelter, they would put him down because he was biting in terms of retaliation for the mistreatment. So I said, not on my watch. I said, this dog has suffered many years, and I was not going to allow him to suffer anymore. I was going to make his life the heaven that he deserved to be living in, and his name was Bandit. And that dog, I rehabilitated him. It took me about a year to, win his affection and his and calm him down. And the little guy turned out to be a celebrity in his own right. Would you believe it? I would dress him up and take him out about town. And then Halloween, I dressed him up as Elvis. And eventually he caught the eye of many people. And he was an inspiration to a lot of folks because he was rescued. And I advocated for rescues. And from there, it just took off. He became very famous. He became the mascot for Macy's department stores for 2 years with their Pettacular that they did every year, the only dog to ever do that. And he was the face of my designs because people were asking me where they can get the garments. So I started taking on clients and designing for them.
I have to tell my listeners that when I first spoke with you and your assistant, and your partner, a lot of the discussion was about working with charities and protecting dogs and other pets, which I must tell you, I speak to a lot of people in a lot of different fields, and everybody, you know, wants to be a part and promote. And your first concern was taking care of dogs and making sure that they are really protected and that they are treated with such respect and love, which is something
Absolutely.
That you should be very, very proud of.
I am. And I first it started off with my advocating for those who cannot speak for themselves. So I advocated for pet population control, you know, spaying and neutering. I started talking about the fact that there were dogs in the streets and dogs in shelters instead of going to stores and, renewing the business for puppy mills. Instead, you should be adopting instead of shopping, which was one of our catchphrases from the very beginning many years ago. And now it's like all over the place, adopt, don't shop. And I donate proceeds, like one-third of the proceeds of everything I sell goes to shelters. And where I can't donate, money-wise, I'm working with a project with several projects right now where I lend my clothing and designs out to photographers who have approached me to present dogs for adoption in my designs. And wouldn't you know it that, like, within days, the dogs are getting adopted. So, it's like anything and any idea that would work to get these dogs and these animals rescued and in loving homes, forever homes, that's in my heart, and that comes first. And the rest has been blessings because I think that when you put out, you get back. And I've always been a charitable person in as many ways as I could be, and I speak up for them. And like I said, the blessings have dropped, everywhere. Opportunities have risen, and I mean, look, I've presented New York Fashion Week 3 times. People dream of that. And I'm the first designer to ever present doggies in couture on the runways of New York Fashion Week. And now in Palm Springs as well. And where the dogs are the models and the women are the accessories, I like to say. But I also create the women's wear that are the models on the runways matching the dogs.
I was just going to say, we were talking so much, and I did introduce that Anthony does beautiful clothing. And before we go any further, we must tell our listeners where they can order your design so that they can look for what they can wear, what gifts they can give, and how they can get your beautiful works for the pet owner and the pet themselves before the holidays. So please share with us those details.
Folks can reach me, and they can research my work, and they can have fun looking at my website. We have everything from the coverage of my fashion shows. They can watch the shows on there as well. They can reach me to see if they can get any of the garments or anything that they might want at www.anthonyrubiodesigns.com. People can also reach me through Facebook, Anthony Rubio, or they can find me on Instagram at AnthonyRubio01, and the sky's the limit.
Well, I know that you're working on February's New York Fashion Week, and I'm quite sure you have something obviously very exciting for us because
yes.
I know you like to do a lot of themes. So
yes.
I just want my – we will be covering it, of course, here, and we're going to let everybody know, because your designs are so unique. One thing you did bring up, which is what something I try to stress and what my listeners like, it's not just about giving and having party, I mean, taking and having parties. It's about giving also. And the real spirit of the holidays is something that you emphasize so well with how you, your charity and how thankful you are. So any other thoughts and any other tips of information or little tidbits you could share with my audience?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's all about the spirit of giving. Everybody likes to receive gifts. Who doesn't like to receive a gift? But it's about always keeping in mind those who are needy, those who don't get, those who are out of work. It could be the slightest little thing. It could be a gesture. It could be a gift that you can give of yourself. There are so many charities out there that you can donate to. And it's about the spirit, like I said, and about being happy. And I always tell everybody, make every minute of your day count, because you know what? Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. I am, as we speak, I just finished one of the Canine Couture garments for my next show. I'm very excited because I design with the themes lately of my travels. So I bring back, most people bring back souvenirs from their vacations. My souvenirs are textiles. So I already have a big collection, and I've already started with the work for my next show. And as I mentioned before, when the time comes, it could be seen on my website, or they can find it on YouTube. By the way, they can also see my shows on YouTube, and they can always connect with me however they like. But my thing is for everybody to have a happy, healthy, safe holiday season.
For them and their dogs.
Yes, especially the dogs.
Well, Anthony, I'm sorry for the technical difficulty. Thank you for your patience and for calling back. And I know we've been in contact. I don't want to give away, but we've had a little bit of discussion about February New York Fashion Week. So this is just, I hope, the first of many times my listeners, my readers and followers will learn about you and get to know you and get some of the wonderful garments that you treat our pets to and ourselves as
Absolutely.
Well. You don't have to be a
Absolutely.
Pet owner to buy a gown or a dress.
No, the dresses and the gowns are there. I create couture for women, and they're absolutely gorgeous. They've been well received. And, yes, I invite everybody, come on to my website and take a good look at what I've done.
And I'm telling everybody, there were many, many people at the Palm Springs Fashion Week, many artists, lots of the L.A. crowd, several reality stars, and Anthony's show was one of the highlights, one of the most well-received, and one of the most one of the ones that was covered the most in the media because of the uniqueness and also the fun and enjoyment in it. So thank you again for calling Cindy's Corners radio show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, my dear.
I am going to have a little bit of a closing tonight because so many of you have been following me and the work I've been doing this week on a political level. This past Sunday, I was actually involved at a press conference at the United Nations with Ambassador John Bolton, who, as we know, is in serious consideration for the number two job in the State Department, and with several leaders of major Jewish organizations and Zionist non-Jewish organizations regarding the last days of President Obama and what he plans to do both in Washington and the United Nations in regard to the relationship of Israel and the United States. I am asking each and every one of you to take the time to follow carefully factual details to see what kind of resolutions are going to be introduced and addressed in the United Nations? Who is coming to visit the president sitting now, Barack Obama, and the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and what the discussions are going to be and how the press is going to cover them? Because they have an agenda right now of breaking a 50-year tradition of bipartisan work of working with the only democracy in the Middle East that has an impact on Jews and Christians and moderate Arabs and Muslims and the ideas of democracy. So we, as patriots, as conservatives, as constitutionalists, as Republicans, as Democrats, and as Americans who appreciate the freedoms and the history of our country, please keep following my Facebook post, the various articles that are going to be coming out, and several of the surprise guests that we will have calling in to update you. Because whatever is going to happen now, once it is exposed and putting ideas in people's minds, as great or as non-great you think President-elect Trump and his team are, once it's out there, certain things will not be so easy to change. So thank you for all of your support and your calls and your private messages to me on social media and your concerns of what you can do to get engaged. And you could also contact the Zionist Organizations of America, who are on top of this and working very closely on with issues with people on the issues, both in Israel, in Washington, and in New York. And with that, I am going to say I hope you had a great hour with us and enjoyed our wonderful, wonderful guest. Again, fashion designer Anthony Rubio. Sweet Dreams New York Desserts by Laurie Baker. And Art from Israel with Noah Arts designer Noah Atia. And from my corners to yours, this is Cindy Gross. Good night.